from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Kenya's President Uhuru Kenyatta says Thursday's presidential election must go on, with or without opposition candidate Raila Odinga. At a rally Monday in a neighborhood in Nairobi, Kenyatta said, "We are here requesting that you please let's agree to come out in large numbers and vote for me." Thursday's vote is Kenya's second try this year to elect a president. The Supreme Court threw out the results of the August 8th election because of what it called irregularities and illegalities. The U.S. ambassador to Kenya, Robert Godek, in a statement on Monday, said Kenyan courts should order a postponement of the election if justices feel the Electoral Commission is not ready, a statement released on behalf of 20 Western nations, including the European Union, urging all sides to come together in Kenya. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson made an unannounced visit to Afghanistan Monday to talk to that country's leaders about new U.S. strategy for South Asia. The U.S. Embassy in Kabul said the secretary stated the new U.S. strategy makes clear the United States' commitment to working with the government of Afghanistan and with partners across the region to achieve peace in Afghanistan and deny safe havens to terrorists who threaten that goal. Tillerson also made an unannounced visit to Iraq hours after he visited Afghanistan. In Baghdad, he met Monday with Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi. And the heads of the leading United Nations agencies kicked off a special one-day pledging conference to raise money to provide life-saving assistance to a million people. This is VOA News. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the conference site in Geneva.
Reacting to the growing and intensifying needs of this burgeoning refugee population, Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs Mark Lowcock says the focus of the event is to mobilize resources to save lives and protect people.
The needs continue to change. The new arrivals include numbers of very severely acutely malnourished children, and the UN agencies will need to continue to update and adapt our appeal for support beyond what we have put out and we are discussing today. Let me be clear. Funding is a major constraint. We need more money to keep pace with intensifying needs.
Since the crisis began, UN agencies have been providing the refugees with urgently needed food, shelter, water and sanitation, health care and other relief.
Correspondent Lisa Schlein. President Trump will use his upcoming trip to Asia to further consolidate international pressure on North Korea to try to deter its pursuit of perfecting a nuclear-tipped intercontinental ballistic missile. A senior White House official on Monday spoke to reporters defending the administration's more assertive stance towards Pyongyang. The official said the president's rhetoric and, more importantly, his actions have led to the most substantial shift and progress by the international community in confronting this threat than we've seen over the past several administrations. Indonesia's military chief has decided not to travel to the United States. The Armed Forces commander was preparing to board a flight to the United States with his wife on Saturday when the airline informed him that U.S. Customs and Border Protection had denied him entry. The U.S. said the issue was quickly resolved. The general was booked on another flight, but he chose not to travel. He has been apologized to. The U.S. Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, on Monday formally designated the El Salvador-based street gang known as MS-13 as a priority for a Department of Justice program that fights drug trafficking and money laundering. At a conference in Philadelphia of police chiefs, Sessions said they'll go after MS-13 with a renewed vigor and a sharpened focus to go after drug criminals and traffickers at the highest levels. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.